90. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, the makers of Insto Eye Drops, Philips Tablets, and Stern's Pine Tar and Honey bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Playhouse 90. This week, Playhouse 90 presents A Question of Disposal by Jerry Jones. It all begins with a phone call from an anonymous caller who wishes to speak to Peter Evatt, only to inquire, what's it like in Cornwall at this time of the year? Who is the mysterious Mr. Brooke who moves in next door to the Evatts? And what, in fact, happened in Cornwall all those years ago? You'll find out all the answers in the absorbing radio drama, A Question of Disposal, adapted and produced for Playhouse 90 by Ziona Burnell.
Hello?
I should like to speak to Mr. Peter Evatt, if I may.
Yes, of course. Just one moment, please. Darling.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Shaving. Why?
There's a telephone call for you.
Coming.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. He's just coming.
Who is it?
I've no idea.
Thanks. Hello.
Peter Evatt.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder what it's like in Cornwall at this time of the year.
I beg your pardon. I didn't hear you.
I was saying, I wonder what it's like in Cornwall at this time of the year. Probably damp and dank, cold and muddy.
Look, I think you've got the... Hello? Hello? Who's that speaking? Hello? Mr. Runoff?
Who was it?
Oh, some crank by the sound of things.
Crank, darling?
Burbled something about Cornwall.
Burbled what about Cornwall?
Dashed if I know.
Well, then, why didn't you put the receiver back, darling?
Cornwall. Oh, I expect it was some fool playing a joke. Strange how some people get their fun. Like those maniacs who ring up women and say filthy words.
They never ring me.
Somebody rang my secretary once, in the office, if you please, and suggested something perfectly foul.
What, darling?
Oh, never you mind. By the way, I've come to the end of my aftershave lotion. Could you pick some up for me at Jenkins, darling? You know the stuff I use.
Mm-hmm.
Cornwall. What the devil was he on about?
Will you be late tonight?
No, not if I can help it. I've got to see Thompson about the Bridgman development at 5, but it shouldn't take long. Hour, no more.
Good. Because I thought we'd eat out.
It'll be about 8 before I can get back to the flat there.
Oh, that's fine. We can go to Bobby's. Food's good and we don't have to dress.
All right, then. Bobby's it is. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Oh, sorry. Touch of the collision course is what?
That's all right.
Can I help you at all?
I'm not sure. My name's Brooke. I'm moving into flat 3.
Oh, really? That's right next door to mine. This one, in fact.
Yes, I know. I have seen it.
Yes, of course you would have. I hadn't realized I'd found another tenant. Oh, by the way, my name's Evatt. Peter Evatt.
How do you do? Now, if you'll excuse me, this case is rather heavy.
Oh, sorry. Allow me to open the door for you.
Oh, thanks. Keys in my top pocket. Yeah, it looks a bit grim, doesn't it? Still, once I've got my furniture, it won't look too bad.
Oh, they're wonderful flats, actually. I think you'll be very happy here.
I'm sure I shall.
Well, I must be going to the Tempest Fugits.
Thank you for your help, Captain.
Captain? Why did you say Captain?
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did. You said Captain.
No, it's just an expression.
Expression?
Yes, an expression I often use.
I see. Well, I'll leave you to get on with your unpacking.
Thanks for your help. You've been very kind.
Don't forget to knock if you want anything. We're number one.
I won't.
Well, bye for now.
Cheerio.
Brooke. is over. Now, where the devil have I broke?
Is that you, darling?
Hello, Ben.
I shan't be a tip.
Don't worry. Plenty of time.
There's a letter for you on the desk. Came this afternoon, see?
Oh, thanks. Yes, Tom.
What did Thompson say about the Bridgemont thing?
Oh, he tried to veto it. I knew he would. But luckily, Alan was there to pour oil on troubled waters.
Oh, good. Hello, darling. Sorry I wasn't ready. Peter?
Hmm?
I said, hello, darling. Peter, what is it?
This letter. Read it.
Cornwall?
That's right. One word. Cornwall.
But what does it mean?
I don't know.
Why Cornwall?
If there's any more of this nonsense, I'm going to get in touch with the police.
You're quite right, darling. Anonymous letters don't deserve any other action, usually.
Yes. I'll just wash my hands, darling.
Shall we know? Did you get my aftershave?
Yes, I put it in the cabinet.
Ah. Yes, I got it. Thanks.
Oh, by the way, Philip rang.
What?
Philip rang. He can't make it for golf on Sunday.
Oh, it's a fine time to live in. Hang on, I'm coming.
His wife wants him to do something.
Yes, not best. Jump through a hoop.
It's a touch of the old ball and chain in that marriage, my love.
Do you think so?
Hmm. Marriage is the ruination of golf. This handicap will go to pot now. The shirt all right?
Hmm, it's fine. Just straighten your tie.
Mm-hmm. Another good man gone to the wall.
Another?
There. Now let's away and satisfy the inner man.
Darling.
Yes?
What's your handicap?
Come on. Come on, I'm starving.
Meal all right, sir?
Yes, yes. Excellent, thank you.
Coffee, sir?
Not for me. Darling?
No, I don't think I will.
Well, that's all, thank you, waiter.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Don't I get one?
What?
A cigarette.
Sorry, darling. Sorry, here we are.
Thanks. What's the matter, Peter?
Matter?
You've been in a strange mood tonight.
How do you mean, strange?
Strange? Vague? Preoccupied?
Sorry.
Something bothering you?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Well, in a way, I'm bothered.
You mean the telephone call and the letter?
Yes, I feel that my nerve ends are being touched. I can't think why.
It's only a crank, darling. No need to worry.
I suppose you're right. By the way, have you met our new neighbor yet? Brooke.
No, not yet. I've heard him banging about all day, though.
I met him this morning.
What's he like?
Thank you, madam.
I didn't order champagne, waiter.
The compliments of the gentleman at the corner table, sir.
Which one? I see.
Oh, who is it, darling?
Our fairy godmother at the corner table happens to be Mr. Brooke himself.
Oh.
What do I do?
Invite him to join us, of course.
All right.
Evening.
It's very kind of you, old boy. Thank you.
My pleasure. Besides, I always believe in keeping in with the neighbors.
I understand you haven't met my wife yet.
No, I haven't.
Would you come and join us?
Yes, I'd like that. Thank you.
Darling, this is our neighbor, Mr. Brooke. Mr. Brooke, my wife, Sylvia.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, sit down, old boy.
Oh, you're very kind, but I'm just on my way out, as a matter of fact.
That's a pity.
Oh,
Perhaps we can arrange an evening sometime.
Now, that would be nice. I hope, Mrs. Abbott, that I haven't disturbed you too much today with my hammering.
Not at all.
So much to do. So little time.
I understand.
So if you'll forgive me, I'll be on my way.
Thanks again for the champagne and touch of the gracious living.
My pleasure, I assure you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
He seems a nice type.
Yes.
You don't sound too sure.
There's something about him.
What?
I feel we've met before. Even the name sounds familiar.
Well, I've certainly never met him.
My nerve ends are being touched again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, darling, don't start imagining things or there'll be no end to it.
There's something. Something.
Look, let's drink Mr. Brooks' nice champagne and forget all about that something.
I get a feeling about people sometimes, and Mr. Brooks gives me a feeling.
Champagne, darling. Please.
He's like a man with an ace up his sleeve, and he's waiting for the right moment to drop it.
I said champagne.
Do you think I'm... Do you think I'm mad?
Of course I do. I always have.
And what do you think of Mr. Brooks?
I think that he makes a lot of noise with a little hammer.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, this is good.
Very good. I'm glad I've met you, Mr. Brooks. Ah, home is the hunter, home from the hill.
Thank goodness for that.
And the sailor, home from the sea.
I envy you your energy.
It's not energy, it's alcohol.
Oh, whatever it is.
But then bubbly's always energized me.
You should never have talked me into buying a second bottle.
I got the taste for it, I had to.
It was a mistake.
Oh, come, sir. Anyway, we didn't finish it.
You're indestructible, Sylvia. You sometimes scare the life out of me.
I'm a fun person, don't you know? Life's one bubbly ball for little me.
The trouble is, you never seem to enjoy yourself by having a good time.
Now, what would that mean?
I look at you sometimes, Sylvia, and I think...
Yes?
I think I caught a tiger by the tail.
I burn my candle at both ends and it gives a lovely light.
You have an insatiable appetite for excess.
Guilty, my lord. But pray temper your judgment with mercy. The cold light of morning will punish me truly.
I still envy you your energy.
I'm floating on bubbles of champagne.
But I'm afraid I don't get the same chemical reaction.
Don't you feel sort of floating?
As a matter of fact, I feel rather tired.
Not tonight, darling. Not tonight.
It's a combination of this blasted Bridgman development and...
Blast the Bridgman development.
It's all very well for you.
Once an officer, always an officer.
What's that supposed to mean, exactly?
I mean, you always look as if you're on parade. Oh, relax, darling. No one's going to check your brasses here. Now forget about your stiff upper lip for a moment. And give me a kiss.
Would you like a nightcap, or have you had enough?
What do you think?
I think you've had enough.
I think I'd like another kiss.
All right.
We'll do for now.
Well, I think I'll have a nightcap anyway.
Not too much, darling. Remember what Shakespeare said.
I've got to catch up somehow, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
You know, married life and the Bridgman development just don't mix.
And which comes first?
Well, the Bridgman development, of course.
I wish you were joking.
Aren't I?
Are you? You know, the military mind is a strange thing.
What?
You're always retreating to a previously prepared position.
I don't pretend to know what you're talking about.
On the contrary.
Now, Sylvia, don't start.
Oh, I'm going to bed. Don't be long, darling.
Sylvia, can't we talk for a while?
Not tonight.
Sorry to bother you, but, it was going to sound bad, said it to you, but I've, well, I've run out of cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Stupid of me, I know, but, I've got quite a lot of paperwork to do tonight, and I just can't concentrate without them.
Come on. I've got some here.
I'm sorry to be such a slave to cigarettes that I have to disturb you.
Not at all. I'm the same myself. I've only got tipped, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's fine.
You got something to put them in?
Yes, I've an empty packet here.
Mm-hmm. How many will do it?
Oh, 10 will be fine. You're very kind.
Well, we addicts must stick together, mustn't we?
I'll return you a packet tomorrow.
No, I won't hear of it. It's a small return for that excellent champagne you bought us tonight.
I'm glad you liked it.
There you are.
Thanks.
It didn't take you long to discover Bobby's restaurant.
Oh, pure fluke. I'm glad I did, though. The food's marvelous. As a matter of fact, I've already had lunch there. They do a wonderful Cornish pasty.
What did you say?
A wonderful
Cornish
pasty.
Yes.
It's so hard to find the real thing these days.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can you recommend any other good places for eating around here?
Yes, well, there's the Oak House in Penmore Street and the Chop Inn, which is just before you get to the Law Courts.
Oh, just jot those names down. What was the first one?
The Oak House, Penmore Street.
Penmore Street. Yeah, I believe I've seen it. There are lots of beans and things.
Yes, yes, that's it. The decor's a bit shishy, but the food's good.
And the Chop Inn, wasn't it?
Yes. If you're a steak man, that's your place.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Wonder if I'll ever get my fat to look like this.
I don't see why not.
Maybe after 2 years I will.
How did you know I'd been here 2 years?
I didn't. I was just mentioning a number.
Have you ever been to Cornwall?
Why do you ask?
You were talking about the real Cornish pasties. I was wondering if you've ever been there.
Yes, I have. Once.
Did you like it?
I'm afraid something terrible happened there which colored my opinion. Oh. If a psychiatrist was to give me one of those word association games and he said Cornwall, I'd reply death every time.
Why?
Well, it doesn't put me off the pasties, though. Still like pasties.
Why should you... why should you say this?
I mustn't trouble you any further. Thanks again for the cigarettes. I'll say goodnight.
You know, I've got a feeling...
Yes, go on.
I've got a feeling that we've met before somewhere. You and I.
Oh.
Have we?
Have we? Good night. A feeling that we've met before somewhere, you and I. Have we? Well, hello, Captain. Are we playing musical flaps?
You left your wallet behind.
Did I? I'll lose my head one of these days. Thanks a lot. Won't you come in for a sec?
Yes, just for a moment.
Good. I've got the kettle on for coffee. Would you like some?
No, thanks.
Excuse the place. It's a long way from straight yet.
I think you've done wonders in a day.
Just switch the kettle off, then, if you're sure you won't have any coffee.
Thanks, no, but don't let me stop you.
Really have coffee at night. Keeps me awake. Haven't really slept well in years.
I thought of another eating place for you, the Jacada.
Who what?
The Jacada. It's in Stanhope Place. Excellent food.
I think you'd better write that one down for me. Just jot the name on that piece of paper in my wallet. It's got all the other names you gave me on it.
All right.
Like my pen.
I've got one.
It's very nice having a neighbor who's four-star conscious.
A man is what he eats.
How true.
I always think that if...
What's wrong?
There's something written on the back of this paper.
Really?
It says the captain must die.
Well?
Well,
Oh, I see what you mean. Captain. I hadn't thought of that. Well, don't worry. It's only the title of a book someone recommended to me.
What's the book about?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Who wrote it?
I don't know that either. In fact, I know nothing at all about the book. I've probably even got the title wrong. I shouldn't be surprised if there's no such book at all. Well, if you won't have any coffee, won't you have something else?
Thanks, no.
Cigarette?
You've only got 10, remember?
More than enough.
I won't, all the same. I'll be getting along.
Right. Thanks again for returning the wallet.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Captain. Sleep well.
Peter?
Yes?
Oh, come on, darling. What are you playing at?
Playing?
It's rude to keep a lady waiting, didn't you know?
I'm coming. Well?
I was just about to... Oh, Peter, what is it? You look...
Nothing.
Troubled?
No, it's nothing.
What did Mr. Brooke want?
Cigarettes.
There's a machine in the foyer.
So there is. I'd forgotten. Perhaps he forgot, too.
Well, he must have, mustn't he?
Yes.
Bed.
What?
Time for bed.
I prefer to say sleep.
I don't.
Yeah, all right.
Where are my pajamas?
Well, they always are, my dear. In the drawer marked pajamas.
It's a bit late for merry quips.
Oh, you're a bore, Peter. A crushing bore. Has anyone ever told you you're a bore?
You have, frequently.
Good. Your pajamas are under the pillow.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose you'll now pop into the bathroom and perform your ablutions for 20 minutes like a good boy scout.
Sylvia.
Well, take your time, darling. Take all night. I've decided to excuse you, do.
Shut up, Sylvia. You're not being very smart.
I never was.
And neither am I.
It's sad about us, isn't it?
Things are what you make them.
You've said it, not me.
I do love you, you know.
I know.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it makes it worse.
Is that all?
Oh, I'm tired of talking, Peter. Open the window, it's stuffy in here.
You ought to see the gunners on the Friday night.
Brooke!
What about him?
Brooke!
Peter, why are you looking like that?
Of course.
What is it?
Bombardier Brooke. Bombardier Brooke. Bombardier Brooke.
I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Evans. Forgive my appearance, but I'm engaged in honest toil. Won't you come in?
Well, I didn't knock to borrow a cup of sugar. I just thought I'd like to...
Help?
Look.
Decorating the great spectator sport.
I wonder why everyone is painting everything white these days.
Do you want the psychological facts, ma'am?
No, not really. I'm just making pointless conversation.
Be my guest.
I just don't believe that you're one of the trend-setting, switched-on people.
And what sort of person am I?
I don't know.
Ah.
And neither does my husband.
Ah, again?
You bother him.
I'm sorry.
You bother me, too. For a different reason.
What reason?
Ah, yourself. I think you need relief.
What do you mean?
Color.
Huh?
You need another color in the room apart from white.
Such as?
Blue.
Like your eyes.
Or
like your lips.
You'll find an all-white room very cold.
I'm never cold, Mrs. Everett.
Indeed.
I take a cold bath every morning. It's very,
Kinky?
I was going to say invigorating.
I know.
Are you?
Am I what? Kinky?
Ever cold?
Never.
Birds of a feather. And your husband?
My husband is always cold, Mr. Brooke.
Ah, me.
The moment he gets into bed, he suffers from cold feet.
Perhaps you ought to knit him some bed socks.
Perhaps.
Or perhaps you ought to knit yourself a separate bed.
Our bed is separate.
I see.
Do you?
Yes.
Good.
At least I see what you want me to see. No doubt your husband would tell me a very different story.
No doubt. But you'd have to dig for it.
I'm very good at digging. However, I can't say I'm very interested.
And what are you interested in, Mr. Brooke?
Myself.
Snap. But it's not the whole story, is it?
Well, if you know, perhaps you'd tell me.
I wish I could.
It seems I'm not the only one who's good at digging.
I'm just curious, that's all. You interest me.
I'm a simple lad, Mrs. Everett, unused to subtlety.
I'm not making pointless conversation now.
Oh, dear.
Have you a girlfriend?
No.
Is that all the answer I'm going to get?
What more do you want?
Aren't you in love with anyone?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Everett, I'm mad about Ava Gardner.
She speaks very well of you.
You make me very happy.
I could.
Do you want to?
What do you think?
I think it's time I took another cold bath.
You don't need invigorating.
Well, perhaps I just need time to think.
About what?
Well, the relief color, for instance.
And?
You.
What about me?
You're being very naughty, Mrs. Everett, coming into my flat and doing a mental striptease.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
That's right. You didn't.
After all, I have been in your flat once or twice.
Three times, but who's counting?
I find a woman's mind very useful.
Please feel free to pick my brains at any time.
Thank you. I think it's a brain worth picking.
I'm not just a wonderful brain, you know. I've got a pretty face as well.
I won't forget.
See that you don't. I'm a lady who likes to be appreciated.
I'll remember that.
Yes, I think you will. Calculation is your strongest feature.
Oh, bang goes another illusion. I thought it was my integrity.
Perhaps it is. Personally, I settle for your eyes. They're rather wonderful.
Thank you.
Unlike your eyebrows.
Eyebrows?
They meet in the middle. Pity.
Ava Gardner has never complained.
Then who am I to quibble?
I think I'd better get on with some work, don't you?
I'm sorry I haven't been more of a help.
You will be a help. Later.
Good.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just...
Of course. Thanks for the chat.
Pleasure.
Remember what I said. Feel free.
Yes, Mrs. Everett. I will.
No goodbye kiss.
Sorry, I thought...
Thought I was asleep.
Yes.
Well, I'm not.
I didn't want to wake you.
What better way to wake?
Besides, I'm rather late.
Even the sleeping beauty woke with a kiss.
Sorry, darling.
That's better. Now tell me what's wrong.
Wrong?
Oh, come on now, pet. You were tossing and turning all night. To my certain knowledge, you got up and made coffee three times.
I didn't realize I was disturbing you.
You clatter the kettle, darling. Did anyone ever tell you that you clatter the kettle?
I couldn't sleep, that's all.
Obviously.
I doubt if I've had any decent sleep in the past 5 days. Ever since Brooke moved in on us.
Oh, he's hardly moved in on us, darling. He's only our next door neighbor.
Whenever I pass his door, he's waiting there. Good morning, he says. and smiles. Good evening, he says, and smiles. He's watching every move I make. He's like a vulture waiting to pick my bones.
Darling, really?
What does he want?
Advice on curtains and carpets.
What?
The arrangement of furniture, the color of cushions.
What are you talking about?
He pops in to see me quite often.
He what?
Pops in to see me quite often.
Sylvia, I don't want him coming into the flat at any time. Do I make myself clear?
Not very. I find him a charming, considerate person and delightful company. Now, please stop looking like an outraged husband, or I shall laugh.
What does he do when he comes around here?
Plays Frank Sinatra records and makes passionate love to me. Oh, for heaven's sake, Peter, you've been behaving like a character out of a Hitchcock film ever since Brooke came. After 5 days, I'm finding it rather weary.
Now, listen, Sylvia, I know something about him.
What do you know?
Something.
Something, he said mysteriously, his eyes narrowing.
Sylvia, this isn't funny.
Isn't it?
I want you to promise me you'll never let him into the flat in my absence.
You're looking rather green about the eyes this morning, darling. I don't think it suits you. Please pass me a magazine.
I want you to promise me.
All right, I promise.
Thank you. There we are.
Such a lot of smoke from such a little fire.
I'm sorry if I sound a little...
You're late, aren't you?
Yes. Well...
Bye, darling.
By the way, I shall be rather late tonight. I'm going to visit my old CEO.
Reliving old route marches, singing old songs.
There's something I want to ask him.
You want to know if caviar really does come from a virgin sturgeon?
Don't be flippant, Sylvia. I'm not in the mood.
But then you're never in the mood, are you, Pat?
What's that supposed to mean?
Bye, darling.
You can be quite a cat when you like, can't you?
Said he, bitingly. Oh, for heaven's sake, Peter, go to work. It's a little early in the day for dramas.
All right. I'm going.
Good.
But don't forget what I said about Brooke.
If you make another false exit, I shall scream. Now, don't slam the door when you go.
Brooke, what are you doing here in the hallway?
Just fetching my milk in.
Brooke, listen, I want to work with you.
Sorry, old boy, but I'm afraid I'm just about to make a very important phone call. Later, perhaps. All right? You will excuse me, won't you?
There we are, old boy.
Thank you.
You're of very good health.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you, Peter. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's better. Just lately, I've been feeling a bit like the old soldier fading away. Been marking time a bit lately, since my wife died. Going through the motions a bit, if you follow me. Not very pleasant knowing one's summer is over. Do you know what I miss most of all?
No, sir. What?
Having a reason for getting up in the morning.
Oh, surely, sir, there must be plenty of reasons. I mean, there must be all kinds of interest for a man like yourself.
So they say, so they say. How long is it since you left the army?
8 years, sir.
6 for me. Yes, 6 years last October. Miss it?
Sometimes.
I miss it every blessed moment of the day. I miss the
comradeship.
No, the devil with comradeship. Comradeship was for the other ranks. Tools up on your blanco and got any phone numbers. No, what I miss is the dignity of the thing. There's no blasted dignity anymore. I didn't leave willingly, you know. Didn't bow out gracefully. Her Majesty's government gave me a nuclear kick in the pants and told me I was war surplus.
I suppose it had to happen, Stuart.
Replaced by a computer. Ex-Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Darrow, blood relation of the Dodo.
Don't you go to the clubs or anything?
Oh, now, look here. I may be shedding a few military tears on your shoulder, but I don't want you to start giving me any social worker stuff. As a matter of fact, I did go to the club after I was released. It was full of retired officers like myself. Oh, pathetic. We all stood around like children at kindergarten, wondering who had taken our toys away. Oh, yeah, I'm boring the pants off you.
No, not at all, sir, not at all.
Stop the nonsense. You come here to talk about yourself, and instead you have to listen to me. What's wrong, Peter? Problems?
Not a problem exactly, sir. I just wanted to ask you something.
Well, put me in the picture, as we used to say.
Do you remember that firing scheme our regiment went on? To Cornwall?
Can't say I do exactly.
10 years ago, we camped at Bude for a fortnight. One of the soldiers got killed, an exploded mine.
Oh, yes, I remember. Nasty incident. Radar broke, wasn't it? Blown to pieces or something.
Yes.
Yes, yes, I remember. What was his name now?
Brooke.
Yes, that's right. Brooke.
The point is, I was warned about the North Hill. I was told there were unexploded shells there. Bombardier Brooke made out a report that the site was completely unsuitable. That report stated that the site was an old WD area that obviously hadn't been cleared. I made arrangements for the area to be combed. I supervised it personally.
But not thoroughly, as it turned out. It's all coming back to me.
One mine. One mine that slipped the net. And Gunner Brooke had to walk into the blasted thing. Of all the ironic twists of fate, it had to be the brother of the man that warned me. Minutes after his brother had been killed, Bombardier Brooke found me in the tent lines. He was like a maniac, screaming abuse at me. Then he struck me in the face.
Young fool.
I'll make you pay for this, he screamed. One day I'll make you pay for this.
A novelettish remark. I'm surprised you remember it.
I hadn't. Until suddenly he turns up. 10 years later, he turns up.
Has he threatened you?
Not in so many words. He's too clever for that.
And what do you think he intends to do?
I don't know. I just don't know.
But there was a court of inquiry. You were cleared, man.
But you know as well as I do, sir, that the court of inquiry bent over backwards in my favor.
What difference does it make?
Could he reopen the case in a civil court?
Not a hope.
Then what is he after? Just tell me. What is he after?
You are listening to A Question of Disposal.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze.
Well, Mrs. Evans, here we are again.
You know, if you're around here much more, I should have to start charging you rent.
Think of me as a social worker.
I'll try.
Well, aren't you going to say come in?
Come in? Peter will be late coming home tonight.
Oh, I am disappointed. How late? Oh,
I haven't the foggiest. He didn't go into any lengthy explanations. I'm going to see my old CO, he said. Nothing more.
Strange he should suddenly decide to do so.
He's been very strange altogether lately. Still, he doesn't bother me with his problems, and I don't burden him with my interest.
I see him.
Do you know something?
What?
You use the same aftershave lotion as Peter.
Yes, I know. It's deliberate. When I was here yesterday, I looked in his bathroom cabinet, saw what he used, and bought some. It's intended to be a touch of the familiar in unfamiliar circumstances.
Well, now...
A child will travel to unknown places, provided he can still suck his familiar thumb. You're in the market to buy new goods, Sylvia, but I think you'd prefer them in the old wrapping.
Very clever.
No, merely careful.
I'm not sure that I like a man to plan as thoroughly as you do. Blueprints are a bore. I like things to happen.
Nothing happens, Sylvia.
You're a phony, darling, aren't you?
Am I?
It takes one to know one, my pet.
Now you're bragging.
You're not what you seem, Mr. Brooke.
What is it you want, Sylvia? An explanation of what makes me tick?
Perish the thought. It's just that I have the natural feminine desire to strike a match in dark places.
Well, don't. If you stir muddy water, you end up with a dirty stick. Sylvia.
What?
Why did you marry Peter?
Oh, now, do me a favor.
I want to know.
Darling, why does anyone marry anyone? The series of events leading to a ceremony... Now, let's stop probing each other's psyches and snatch our beautiful moments while we may. A glass of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. I need no more.
Come on now, Peter. Have another drink.
No, thank you.
Do you good?
I said no, thank you.
I must say I'm sorry you're making such a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir.
Peter, I'm no longer Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Darrow. I'm plain Stuart Darrow civilian.
Is that all you can say?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Don't let me down again.
If you insist in indulging this schoolboy attack of conscience, that's your affair. I just wish you hadn't bothered me with it, that's all. Personally, I can see no cause for your anxiety. Brooke can obviously do nothing to you. As far as I'm concerned, what happened 10 years ago in Cornwall is forgotten. I've even forgotten that you came here tonight and mentioned it, old boy.
How could I know?
Darling, how can we go away together?
It's easy.
Peter's even made me promise I wouldn't let you in here.
Well, that didn't stop you.
I had my fingers crossed under the blankets.
Look, Sylvia, I don't mind an affair with you, but I'm not satisfied with popping in and out of here every time your husband leaves for 10 minutes.
Where could we go?
An hotel.
Well, he'd want to know where I was.
You could say your mother had been taken ill, that you were going to spend a day or two with her.
You've thought it all out, haven't you?
Of course.
And when do you suggest we go?
Tomorrow.
You don't believe in wasting time, do you? What if I say no?
That's up to you.
All right, then. Tomorrow.
We'll go tomorrow afternoon. Now, don't worry about the hotel. I'll make the arrangements.
You always do, don't you?
Sylvia, we don't want your husband bursting in on us. I'll get back to my flat now.
But when shall I see you?
I'll call round in the morning, after he's gone to work.
Why, hello, Captain. Working late at the office.
Brooke, I want a word with you.
Of course, please come in. Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, let's stop playing games, shall we? I know who you are. Bombardier Brooke. You were in my regiment.
Have I ever denied it?
Your brother's death was an accident. I can't be blamed. I was cleared in the court of inquiry.
That's right.
I don't know what game you're playing, but I'm warning you, there's nothing you can do to me legally.
I wouldn't dream of doing anything legally.
Why did you come here?
Is it against the law?
What sort of work do you do?
Oh, such a lot of questions, Captain.
Answer me.
Let's say I'm here on a temporary job. A question of disposal.
Disposal of what?
Shall we say, rubbish?
I'm not in the mood for riddles.
Hey-ho.
I'm warning you, Brooke.
Good night, Captain.
I'm warning you.
I really must ask you to leave, Captain. I'm allergic to boars. Besides, I don't like being threatened. It makes me nervous.
All right. I'll go. But this isn't the end of the matter by a long chalk.
Oh, very true. Very, very true. Ah, there you are. All ready.
Willing and able, with suitcase and toothbrush.
Did you leave a note for your husband?
Yes.
Saying what?
What you told me to say, that my mother had been taken ill.
Where is the note?
Here.
Give it to me, will you?
But why did you do that?
Because, Sylvia, it wouldn't work. He'd simply phone your mother and discover that you weren't there. Then he would check next door and discover that I wasn't there either.
He'll still find that you aren't there.
But he won't know I've gone with you. He'll suspect. But he won't know.
Then why did you suggest that I write the note?
Well, I knew it would appeal to you. At the time, women like to think one step ahead.
And what am I going to tell Peter when I come back?
You won't have to tell him anything.
Why not?
I've arranged things.
Oh, I'm putty in your hands, sir.
That's right. Now, let me take your suitcase and we can be on our way.
Sylvia. Sylvia, I'm home. Sylvia? Sylvia, where are you? Hello. Is it the house porter? Mr. Everett here. Did you see my wife go out by any chance? This afternoon, you say? With a suitcase. Mr. Brooke. I see. Thank you, Conroy. No, everything's fine. Thank you. Brooke. She's gone with Brooke?
Hello, Peter Everett here. Hello.
Darling, where have you been?
Making a phone call downstairs.
There's a perfectly good phone in the corner.
Oh, so there it is. I hadn't noticed.
Not nervous, are you, darling?
Nervous?
About tonight. Are you?
Do you think I'm nervous?
I don't know. I get the impression you're rather like a man on his honeymoon night, trying to play it cool while mentally flipping over the pages of the Kama Sutra.
Don't be deceived.
I'm always deceived.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
You always do. You leave nothing to chance.
Chance, as they say, is a very fine thing.
There's room for it.
Not for me.
You know something?
What, specifically?
My husband said he knew something about you.
Did he say what?
No. But I'm beginning to wish I'd made him tell me.
Why didn't you?
Because at the time, I didn't want to know.
And now?
Now, it's too late.
He wouldn't have told you anyway. No more than I will.
Oh, well, let's hope for my sake that ignorance is bliss. I'd hate to think that tonight was a terrible mistake.
It's not.
Of course. I was forgetting. You planned it.
That's right.
Believe it or not, but this is the first time I've done this sort of thing.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Oh, don't be. We're all eating out of the same bowl. Now I'm going to have a long soak in that hideous mock marble bath.
I like mock marble.
You're a snob.
Well, let's have some music. I think you're the kind of woman who enjoys music while you bath.
You think of everything, darling.
You're listening to Jazz in the Cool Style. And this is Johnny Lester, your host for the next 30 minutes, giving you the big invite.
One pair of gloves, check.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's time for fun.
One handkerchief soaked in perfume, check.
Join me, why don't you, on a trip to a plat of paradise as we listen to the latest waxing from Dave Brubeck, no less.
One service revolver, loaded, check.
This is the end, my friends, really the end.
Hello, switchboard. Emergency, police. I want to report a murder.
Brooke.
That's right, sir. Bobby here, Brooke's out.
What are you playing at?
Soldiers, sir, aren't we all?
Well?
Well, I just come in if you've no objection.
No, I have.
I'll still come in. Well, here we are alone, you and I. You knew I'd come in the end, didn't you, Captain? It was just a matter of time.
Where's my wife?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Where is she?
Who is Sylvia? What is she?
If you harmed her.
Harmed her?
Or in any way.
Relax, Captain. I haven't trespassed on your property. Not that I couldn't have, of course. As far as your wife is concerned, it's the genuine sale.
Shut up!
But I've never been interested in seconds, Captain. Besides, why should I be interested in your wife? You're not.
I said shut up.
That's your answer to everything, isn't it? Shut up. Salute her. Shut up.
My wife knows nothing of what happened in Cornwall. Nothing. I never told her about it before we got married.
Of course, you never told her about it in your little book, provided you don't talk about something. It doesn't exist. But you're wrong. And that's why I'm here.
What do you want from me?
Fear, first of all. And then a settlement.
Money?
No, Captain, not money.
What are you doing with that gun?
Frightened.
Put it away.
There comes a time, Captain, when the running has to stop. The final curtain demands a corpse.
Now, wait a minute.
It's a very simple matter. I just squeeze the trigger and the slate's wiped clean.
I was cleared. The inquest cleared me.
I warned you that the area was unsuitable. I made out a detailed report that there were unexploded mines littering the area. You chose to ignore the report. And because you ignored it,
My brother died.
Brooke!
My brother died.
It was 10 years.
It was 9 years and 7 months.
Now, don't you worry, Captain. I'm not going to shoot you. Unlike you, I find it impossible to kill. No. I'm going to haunt you, Captain Evett. Haunt you every day of your life. Wherever you go, I'll be there, rattling the skeleton. There'll be no more peace for you, Captain, as long as you live.
Then why the gun?
I'm giving you a chance to escape. With this one bullet, you can end everything.
You expect me to shoot myself over something that happened 10 years ago?
If you don't, I'll make you wish you had. You ought to see the gunners on Friday night, polishing up the brasses in the pale moonlight.
Brooks, you're mad.
When his life finished, so did mine, and so did yours. That night on North Hill was the end for all of us, Captain.
For heaven's sake, man.
Do it quickly, Captain Evett, in a smart and military manner. Yes, you ought to see the gun on the Friday night, polishing up the brasses in the pale moonlight. If you don't pull that trigger, I'll make your life a living hell every moment of every day. You've got to suffer, Captain Evett. That's the way it is.
You can't frighten me, Brooke.
Can't I, Captain? Oh, I think I can. I'm not playing games anymore, you know. I'll pick up the gun. Pick it up! That's better.
Anyway, could frighten you, Captain. You didn't count on that, did you? Clever, Mr. Brooke, did you?
Oh, God, Captain. That's exactly what I planned. Now it's all beginning for you. The trial. The sentence.
Brooke, I didn't mean...
All the years to come. All the suffering.
Brooke, don't die. You can't die.
Your wife is at the Aldis Hotel. So is my suitcase. And there's your motive.
I won't allow you to die. Brooke! Not me. Not me, David. No. Get up, Brooke. Brooke, as your officer, I order you to get up. Bombardier Brooke, I order you to stand to attention. Brooke, not like this. Brooke, it wasn't my fault.
Get up there, police.
There's nobody here.
Open up!
There's nobody here! There's nobody here! There's nobody here! There's nobody here!
In tonight's presentation of A Question of Disposal by Jerry Jones, you heard Mr. Brooke, played by Colin Fish. And as Peter and Sylvia Evett, you heard Brian Shaughnessy and Jenny Gratis. Others in the cast were Paul Vernon and David Crichton. A Question of Disposal was adapted and produced for Playhouse 90 by Ziona Burnell. Be sure to tune in next week for another Theatre Date with the Great in Playhouse 90, brought to you for your listening pleasure from the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, by your hosts, the makers of Phillips Tablets and Stern's Pine Tar and Honey. So, until next Wednesday's Playhouse 90, a very good night to you all.